This is the Pacifica update for the week ending June 30th, 2001. I'm Lynn Gary. Last week, the National Writers Union's 11-member executive committee voted to support both the Stringer strike against Pacifica Network News and the Pacifica campaign's call for a national boycott of Pacifica. The NWU resolution supported the striking Stringers and included a $200 donation to their fund, which is used to produce free speech radio news. The resolution also expressed support for the Pacifica campaign and the financial boycott of all five Pacifica stations as a tactic to force the resignation of Pacifica National Board members who've been responsible for the current anti-labor and anti-democratic direction of Pacifica. Free Speech Radio News is in its second month of daily broadcasts, and the striking reporters are optimistic that they'll be able to raise funds for a third month. Professor Noam Chomsky has agreed to lend his support to the fundraising effort. The cast is now being archived on webactive.com, where Democracy Now! Has been posted daily for the past several years. Free Speech Radio News links are posted just below the Pacifica Network News links. This will facilitate easy comparison by internet listeners between the two news services. The Pacifica campaign has called for a national day of action on July 10th. Peaceful pickets will be taking place at the affiliate offices and local events of the National Association of Home Builders, the NAHB, to demand that Pacifica Vice Chair Ken Ford, who was a manager at the NAHB, resigned from the Pacifica Radio Network's board of directors. To date, approximately 13 groups around the U.S. have weighed in on the action, as well as one in Croatia, where the pickets will be broadcast on radio. Contact your local community radio station and ask them to cover the action. Downloadable flyers and additional information on the day of action are available at the Pacifica Campaign website, www.pacificacampaign.org. Ken Ford recently announced that he would send the letters of listeners who'd written to him demanding his resignation to the FBI for investigation. His declaration drew a sharp rebuke from the five dissident Pacifica directors who objected to Ford's unilateral decision to involve the FBI, which has historically been a bitter enemy of both Pacifica and the constitutional rights of individuals. Ford's employer, the NAHB, has also threatened to sue KPFA listener Steve Friedkin over online letters protesting Ford's involvement in Pacifica. Friedkin operates a website called the Progressive Portal, via which listeners have sent more than 800,000 emails to the NAHB regarding Ford's actions as a Pacifica director. Gerald M. Howard, the NAHB's executive vice president and chief executive officer, sent Friedkin a letter stating that the NAHB is, quote, exploring options for legal action. He added, "We strongly urge you to take down your web page." Paul Levy, an attorney with the Public Citizen Litigation Group of Washington, D.C., is defending Friedkin. Levy previously defended three listener-operated websites threatened by Pacifica with legal action. The Progressive Portal can be reached at www.progressiveportal.org. A recent initiative to send flowers to Amy Goodman to brighten her hostile working environment at WBAI resulted in dozens of bouquets arriving from listeners all over the country. A sad irony was that to pick up her deliveries at WBAI's front desk, Goodman had to climb over cables, wires, ladders, and numerous workmen who were installing a surveillance system. Informed sources inside WBAI say that three surveillance cameras are now in use, and door locks have been modified so that the doors cannot be unlocked. So far, at least $23,000 of listener money has been paid out to make sure that the public can't enter the station. The final dollar amount of the system could be much higher. Amy Goodman will be one of the keynote speakers at the Grassroots Radio Conference in Boulder, Colorado this month. For more information on attending the conference, visit www.kgnu.org. That's it for this week's update. For more info on how you can help, you can email the Pacifica Campaign at pacificacampaign@yahoo.com or visit the website at www.pacificacampaign.org. www.lynngarrett.org.